We are joined now by the new offensive line coach. He's also the run game coordinator. He has a vast coaching experience in the CFL, in NCAA. Of course, also a former player in the XFL, NFL Europe for the Argonauts, and played college ball at USC. Joined by Jonathan Heimbach. Jonathan, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks, guys. Excited to be on.
You come in and, you know, you've got vast experience at all different levels, coaching at NCAA. You know, maybe you have to be a teacher at every level, Jonathan, but maybe even a little bit more there because guys still haven't reached the pinnacle of the pros yet. Your offensive line has a lot of young guys. Was that the part of the conversation you had with Chris Jones, that you feel you're a guy who can not only help the veterans, but you also know how to teach young guys and improve them as offensive linemen?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you come into a new situation, there's a new dynamic, and you try to get to know guys, and you know, any level, whether it's high school, college, or professional, you know, guys just want to be coached. They want to help. They want help to maximize their potential, and whether it's a kid straight out of high school or at the university level or, you know, at the professional level, guys need to have an open mind. And so it's every dynamic's going to be a little bit different. Each guy's going to be coached a little bit different, but they, at the end of the day, just want to know that you're going to try to help them prolong their career, be the best players they can be. And at the end of the day, we're putting the best product that we can on the field.
What are certain fundamentals that you feel an offensive lineman must have to have success?
Well, the O-line, it's such a unique position where you're asked to do so many things, and it's not natural for a human being to go backwards and be able to strike and pass protection and things like that. I mean, we run blocking, pass protection, you know, short yardage. There's so many specific blocks out in the screen game that you really have to be not so much the best athlete, but you need to understand the scheme and where you fit in and how you technically can be. Do you're really, as I talk to the guys in the States, you're 1/11th, and up here you got to do your 1/12th of the role to get the job done. So it's each guy's got a different skill set, but as long as they're coming to work every day, it's usually going to be a positive every day they're coming.
Jonathan Heimbach, offensive line coach and run game coordinator. Tell us about the run game coordinator factor. Is that just a natural fit, being an offensive line coach? You're going to know which are the blocking schemes that work well, whether we want to go A-gap, B-gap, and such?
Well, the great thing about the dynamic here on this staff is it's not going to be a dictatorship. Steve McAdoo, our offensive coordinator, has been an O-line coach before. He and I see eye to eye. It's the transition for us has been seamless, just as we've met and talked, and we've really got into the nuances and the nuts and bolts of our offensive scheme. But between Steve McAdoo, Kez McCorvey, who was a very successful wide receiver in college and in professional, and Jarius Jackson, I mean, we all have our certain roles, and that's what Chris has done with each of us are going to bring something to the table. But we've all got to speak in the same language, and the run game is something that everybody's going to have a part of. You know, Kez working with the wide receivers and Jarius, you know, putting the quarterback in the right position, that we've all got to be on the same page. So that's really one of the big things that I'm excited about working here is we all are going to be able to bring new ideas and really put our fingerprints on the offensive game plan and put our players in the best chance to be successful and allow the guys to go out there and make plays.
How much do you go back and watch the game tape from last year to understand what skills and abilities those players have now that you bring them to this year?
I've watched a ton of film just on the guys last year and in some of the players that we've acquired over the last couple weeks that you want to get familiar with what their skill set is, things that they can get better at, things that they do well. And you want to, like I said before, you want to cater your offense, your game plan towards what guys are going to be successful to put them in a good chance to go out there and execute the game plan. But I've been watching a lot of film on these guys, and as I've talked to them and gotten to know them and met a couple guys here in town, they're hungry to learn. And that's what you want to see when you come into a situation, guys that have an open mind and they're ready to compete, and a lot of them, as I talk to them, they can't wait for training camp when we get going, and it's good to have that that excitement within the organization right now.
You know, you talked to many of the guys you mentioned. Have any of them maybe brought ideas to the table, say, you know what, I think we really do this well or that well? Are you open right now to suggestions, or do you just want to kind of do the way you see fit?
Well, right now we're still kind of getting to know each other, I have not talked to all the guys. I've reached out to a lot of them, and guys that are, you know, down in the States or travel across, that don't live here in town.
Sure.
And that right now we're just really trying to get a feel for each other, because I would hate for the guys to show up to camp and we have never met before, and I want them to have a certain comfort level. But there's going to be a high expectation that you know, suggestions are going to be taken, but at the end of the day, we've all got to be on the same page and agree.
Sure.
Once we walk out of the meeting room or once we step off the practice field, to say, this is the way, this is the goal, this is the language we're going to use to get the job done. So you always like having seasoned vets to have ideas, because, you know, I've been away from the CFL game for the past 2 years, but football is ever-changing. And week to week, I mean, even during games, you're going to have to make tweaks and adjustments to your scheme. And it's always good to have veteran players or guys that have been around that have a lot of experience, but at the end of the day, it's Steve McAdoo's offense and Chris Jones's team, and we've got to all be on the same page across the board.
Jonathan Heimbach, offensive line coach and run game coordinator of the Eskimos, joins us. Jonathan, I know you and Ed Hervey used to be teammates at USC. And, you know, Hervey was a guy, I know, when he was a player in the CFL, you know, was a guy who was pretty vocal, a good leader. Did you see that when you played? And, you know, did you guys have that same receiver offensive line relationship that he had when he was a player here with his offensive linemen?
Most definitely. I mean, Ed and I have known each other. We actually came into USC together at the same time. We were in the same recruiting class. You know, I think both of us have really a mutual respect for each other and the work ethic that goes into whether it was being a player and preparing yourself the right way and understanding the game plan or getting your body in the best, in the best possible shape. And he was a playmaker, and he had a tremendous career in college and really was a phenomenal player for the Eskimos. And so it's really neat. We have stayed in touch in my experience in the league when I was with Calgary, when I was with Montreal, and even when I was down in the States coaching in college, that we've stayed in touch and we've talked it's not always just about football, just in general about organization. And I was so excited for him as things happened for him to take on the added responsibility, and he really has been a huge part of this organization, and so for us to now be reconnected, it's really something that I'm excited about, to work in this capacity. But at the end of the day, we all are working towards the goal of putting the best product on the field and allowing the guys to go out there and play free and be successful and have a great chance out there to put a product on the field that our fans will be proud of.
Jonathan, I don't know if you talked to the players about the situation at all last year. The previous coach was, and every coach has a different personality. You know, some guys are still old school that really like to yell and get in their face and be very vocal, aggressive. And that's kind of how Sweet was. What type of personality are you as an offensive line coach?
Well, I think every relationship and every situation is going to be different. And, you know, coaching at different levels, I've coached kids that were in high school that are just learning the game, to when I was in Montreal, I was coaching some guys. And even when I was at that team down south, further down south in our province, that I was coaching guys that were older than me. And I think as players, they just want to know that you're going to put them in the best position to be successful, that some guys will need a fire lit underneath them, that they'll need someone to stay on them and they'll react to that type of coaching. Or some guys really don't want to be singled out in front of a group, and you have to reach them, maybe, and close the door and sit down in the office and talk about the things that they need to get better at. But I think if you try to be the same coach all the time to every single person, each guy's going to learn a little bit differently and react to that. So you have to get to know your players and build that relationship and have the common respect for each other. So I can wear a lot of different hats And as long as the guys are willing to work every single day, typically there's not a whole lot of issues. And as a former player, and I came up to the CFL as an American and came up, and there are some nuances that are different for guys coming to the league with so many different rule changes and the defense being off the ball, that guys have to have an open mind, and there may be a new way to do it. But like I said, we always want to have everybody on the same page. So I can wear a lot of different hats. You'll see me running around. There's going to be high energy on the practice field, and there may be some loud words of encouragement, but also I'll be the first one to go celebrate and give a guy a hug or a high five when he puts a guy on the ground, and we're celebrating offensive success. So it's a lot of different ways that this thing can get worked out.
Now, Jonathan, you went to USC. Are you an NBA fan at all?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, I am. NBA, yes.
Now, did you ever have fun with Herbie's love of the L.A. Lakers and maybe have some fun back when you guys were teammates?
I didn't know he was such a big L.A. Lakers fan. There aren't many of those these days.
I was at
Wake Forest and most recently, and Chris Paul, who's at the Clippers now, is really a well-known player. And as I've gone back to Los Angeles, I don't see as much purple and gold as I do red and blue with the Clippers. So I guess that's just part of being in Los Angeles, a little bit of a front runner to people who are having success right now. But I'll have to reach out to Ed and see how his Lakers are doing. It's been a tough year for them, most definitely.
I'm surprised he hasn't worn that his Laker jersey around the office for you yet. I'm sure he's probably got it on underneath his Eskimo shirt.
I'm sure he's probably got it underneath. He's not wearing it on top right now, by the way things are going these days.
Jonathan, congratulations on the new gig. Best of luck.
Hey, I'm fired up to be here. Thanks, guys. We'll see you guys once training camp gets going, and very excited to be a part of this organization.